Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it really is my pleasure to be with you again. If you're a regular listener, you probably noticed that the past two or three shows have been repeats, and the reason for that is on August the 3rd, I had a major heart attack and underwent quadruple bypass surgery, and but for the grace of God and answered prayer, I wouldn't be here to do this show today. So I am blessed, and I feel very blessed to be able to do this. My voice isn't as strong as it normally is, but I think we'll manage to muddle through this. There is so much been going on in the last couple of weeks that there's no end to the number of things we could talk about. But the main thing that I want to kick off with, and that is these peaceful protests and the riots in the street. And I want to urge y'all to really go and do some investigating and find out where it's coming from. You'll find out it's not spontaneous. It's all pre-planned. It's all well-funded. And you'll see the same players in multiple locations. Even so, with one recently, the facial recognition software picked up, even though she had a scarf wrapped around her head and under her nose and all, Ilhan Omar and her husband in one of the protests. And it wasn't a peaceful one either. So you need to really do your investigation to find out what's going on.
Rick, the National Guard still sends me, after all these years, their monthly magazine with information in it. And this one's pretty pertinent, I think, to what you just had to say. It says, it's a headline here, it says, governors in 34 states and the District of Columbia mobilized more than 42,700 National Guardsmen in late May and early June to help contain sporadic violence amid a wave of protests against alleged police brutality and racial injustice. I had no idea it had gotten that large. 34 states and 42,700 National Guardsmen used to put down these so-called protest riots, really.
And you have to give the president credit because of the way he's handled it. A lot of people are saying, why doesn't he do something? What? Well, he's doing exactly what the Constitution calls for.
Exactly.
He's leaving it up to the governors of the states, and he's ready. If they'll just ask him, they'll come in there.
There is a quote from Nancy Pelosi that I don't think is helpful to this whole situation. And it was from an interview on MSNBC. This is the quote. "We take an oath to protect and defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States."
Good grief.
And
yep.
One of the replies to that was Steve Scalise, who made the comment, "That's the kind of rhetoric that got me shot."
Yes, and he's right.
You know, the interesting thing is the, you know, where the National Guard has come out in certain circumstances, in spite of the governors and the mayor saying, "Oh no, don't bring them out, don't bring them out." The National Guard and everybody are protecting the federal installations out there, but the local quote authorities, I'm going to put authorities in quotes because they don't have any authority, or they're not acting on their authority. They're just letting everything go willy-nilly and you can burn it down because you can collect insurance and rebuild. Oh, that's what they're saying.
And the sad part of that is that the a lot of the neighborhoods and the businesses they're burning down are in the black area that they're supposedly saying that the blacks are not being treated properly.
Well, let me help you out with your investigation a little bit and get you started in the right direction. There's a wonderful video on YouTube that you can watch, and it's out by Alex Newman. If you're one of our members or followers, you'll know that we've had Alex in on the topic of education and saving our children. But this particular video is entitled Deep State Using Child Soldiers in War on America. And it's the New American video. You can just search for New American, and that's up there on YouTube. But
Rick, I watched that thing, and it was really great. It's kind of long, but boy, I'm telling you, it's worth the time.
Well, there's a lot of information buried within it.
Yes.
And he points out the organizations and the funding and all this information. And the one I want to talk to you about is the Sunrise Movement. And you don't have to believe him or me. You can go to sunrisemovement.org. Their own website, and the first thing that comes up is We Are Sunrise. We're building an army of young people to create millions of good jobs and stop climate change in the process. So they admit they're building an army of young people, but they don't tell you to what extent. They are in some of the school systems, and they use environmental as a cover-up of what they're actually doing. Yeah, they're not really out to save the planet. They're out to burn it down if they can. But they recruit these young people, and they teach them how to protest. And they teach them how to prepare for protest. And so they've got all these different chapters all over the country ready to activate. All they need is a trigger event, like George Floyd. And then they call them out into action in groups like Black Lives Matter. And if you watch the video and you go to the websites and look through, you'll see all the links and the ties from one organization to another, the funding coming through George Soros's organizations and things. But it goes on to say, Sunrise Movement demands a new chapter in this country and encourages other groups in the climate and environmental movement to join us in speaking out. Again, they're using climate and environmental movement as a cover-up. As climate activists, we imagine a world that looks nothing like our own, one where we stop climate change by transforming our whole economy. And it goes on and on.
Rick, you remember some time ago, I think the movie was called Helicopter Down, and it was over in the Middle East, and the Americans had just suffered an attack. A lot of people had seen that they'd been shot and so forth, and one American sniper had his microscope focused on a young boy, and this young boy was reaching for a machine gun. And he prayed that that boy would decide not to pick up that machine gun, because if he did, he was going to have to kill that boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, also, if you watch some of the videos out there, you've probably seen where protesters standing on the corner, and they have toddlers holding signs that say, F the police, Black Lives Matter. Now, that's a tactic that's used by the terrorists in the Middle East, is they put women and children out in front as a barrier to kind of, you know, protect them. These are terrorist tactics that are going on in these events, not peaceful protests, but these riots that you're seeing around our country. And they are pre-planned and ready to go. That's why you see stacks of bricks being delivered and on hand to be thrown. That's why you see fire bombs and all kinds of other things. Just, you know, They happen to be there. It's a peaceful protest, and this stuff just happens to be there. That's why you see the burning of the buildings, the looting. In the videos, if you watch them, you'll see where some of the leaders, because they had somebody infiltrate one of the groups, the Sunrise Movement, for a period of 2 years, and they have video of the actual training and some of the things that were said. And they teach these kids that burning down buildings is necessary, and it's okay to do that to achieve their goals. But what these young kids don't realize, especially in the poor neighborhoods, like you have an Asian market on the corner, and they throw a firebomb in there to burn it down, they don't realize that the family is living upstairs. Either they don't realize it or they don't care. But that's what I wanted to kick the show off with and get you guys to start doing your own investigating. And you need to wake up, America, and realize these are not spontaneous events. The trigger may be spontaneous. In some cases, it is. In other cases, even the triggers are planned. But once it's triggered, it's totally organized, and they come in, and you see the destruction we see today. I'm going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair. Your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Rainer, you had your hand up before the break.
There was an article in the Daily Signal, I think it was posted yesterday, about what's gone on in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yeah. And it sort of, in many ways, is an illustration of what you're talking about. That, of course, happened after Jacob Blake was shot by a policeman in the back, I think, 7 times, and I believe he's paralyzed from the waist down. Terrible thing to happen. It appeared awful because he was walking away to get in his car.
And because I showed you select segments of the video.
That's where I was going next with this. It may be that we'll see a longer video later. There is the example with George Floyd. Medical people have expressed the notion that he had enough of drugs that would suppress his breathing, that he could very well have died of an overdose by stopping breathing without any sort of restraint whatsoever. Don't know what happened exactly, but we aren't always presented the whole story, and certainly not initially. Anyhow, the mayor of that, I take that back, the governor's, where I was going first, Tony Evers, came out almost immediately. The video was posted within a short while, went viral. The governor came out and said, while we don't have all the details yet, we know for certain that he is not the first black man or person to have been shot, injured, or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or country. And he posted that on Twitter, and he didn't ask for calm. It just was a diatribe against what had been done. Then within 15 minutes of the governor's statement, the first posting of social media occurred where far left groups were coordinating a protest, which happened the first one that night. There was a police officer hit in the head with a brick. Police cars were vandalized. Municipal garbage trucks burned. Businesses in the area burned. There was an elderly man who tried to protect the building his business was located in, and one of the rioters hit him from the rear and knocked him completely out, went unconscious. There was a car lot in the area, a car dealership. Every single car on the lot was burned. They were hurting innocent people. There were, you mentioned apartment buildings and living above. There was that situation with some of the businesses they burned. There were people in them. And by the time that report came through, it wasn't really known whether they all got out or not. Yep. These people are doing horrible things, and they're doing it with the apparent blessing of some of the people who are supposed to protect and defend their citizens who elected them. Well, it's horrible.
I understand some of them are elected officials themselves, but there is one common theme to this. Again, if you watch the video, and that it all starts with noncompliance. George Floyd, this one, many other ones, they are not complying with police directives.
True. Yeah.
Okay. This guy went back to his car, and they were trying to stop him, and he threw open the door and reached inside, and that's when he got shot. Nobody knew what he was going after. Nobody knew what he was going to come out of there with, but all of it starts with noncompliance. Melissa.
Well, as with every single one of these shootings, bits and bits of information are coming out. I would like to say that that police department, although given the funds to have cameras, actually body-worn cameras, they did not choose to use the funds for that. Why in 2020 not every single policeman has a body cam on? I do not understand. They should. Secondly, I have seen some comments about this man being shot, that he was simply walking away from the police, that he had shown up to this because it was a domestic violence call. They said that he showed up to break up a fight between two women. That's not true. The police radio call was released, and he was fighting with the woman who called the police and said that he had stolen her keys and would not give them back. And then someone commented on his police record, and someone else said, well, the police don't know that before they get there and before they shot him. That's not true. They do know. They are given all of that information en route of who they're going to get to. They knew he was a violent felon. They knew there were warrants out for him. They knew about his domestic violence, his assault charges, his sexual assault charges. So they knew what they were dealing with. Of course, they're going to be hyper alert. And it wasn't until the day after that the second video was released where they are actually on the ground fighting with this man, three officers fighting with this man. He's able to get up, shrugs them off, and stomps around to the other side to his car. Now, the only video that they released, which is so irresponsible, the only video they released very quickly is him getting into the driver's side where he's reaching in, which, again, they have no idea what he's reaching for, and being shot in the back.
Well, it's not that they released. You have to remember nowadays, everybody's got a cell phone.
No, the news media, because it fits their narrative.
But it hits social media first.
Well, yeah, of course, of course. But then it's going to be carried all over, you know, and that's with, again, that's another trigger thing when you talk about these planned riots and how they're infiltrating our children, going under these auspicious efforts of, you know, climate change and equality for all. And you feel like you're doing all these good things as a middle schooler, because of course you want to be kind to everyone. Of course you want to take care of the planet. Of course you want to do great deeds. And then it's that slow indoctrination of pulling them in. And the next thing you know, you are out there in a protest burning down a building.
Right. And think you're doing the right thing.
I was going to add that there was a lot of criticism this morning because the police would neither confirm nor deny whether that individual had firearms with him.
Yeah.
So they could have either put things to rest.
Well, I don't think they can, because there is a state investigation going on. Now, I don't know, but that would be, I mean, logical. That would be my thought. Now, also, when you want to talk about, you know, the answer was to go out immediately and start rioting. If I hear peaceful protest one more time, I'm going to scream. When you see the cities burning, this is not peaceful. This is a riot. This is looting. This is sheer manic destruction. And some citizens got together and some businesses asked some citizens to come together. They were armed to protect these businesses. They are protecting this one particular business. There is video, there is confrontation between the two groups, and a man is chased, a young white boy. He runs down the street, he falls down. The crowd gathers around him, immediately coming on top of him. He rolls over and fires his gun and shoots one. That is one of the shootings that happened last night. There was another shooting where one man was killed and another injured, and we don't know any details about that yet. But with the man, the boy that rolled over and shot, he's 17 years old, and he has been captured and charged with murder. It looks like self-defense to me. Now, I don't know all the details, but I did turn on CNN today to watch and see what that was all about, what was going on there, you know, how I do, just to see what their opinion is, how they're going to spin it. They are portraying this as white supremacy militia groups that, you know, just like they criticize and tore down the couple who protected their home, you know, when they came out with their guns from the protesters who broke into private property, they were demonized. They're demonizing these people who are out there with guns protecting their community property. So what they're teaching you is that you will be demonized. You will be charged. You will be taken down. You cannot protect your ideals, your property, your life. That's not allowed.
You'll be canceled.
Ugh. Yes.
Yeah, it's like you see some of these interviews where they're talking to the extreme leftists, and they make comments like, well, look at all the violence at the Trump rallies.
What violence at Trump rallies?
Well, I'd like to look at it. Show me the videos.
There's none.
Show me the videos.
As a matter of fact, when I've been to one, people were outstandingly kind to each other. Mm-hmm. They really were. The diversity of colors, backgrounds, ages was amazing. And the kindness of I mean, I saw people who didn't know each other taking water to somebody who was all red in the heat,
right,
for example.
I've seen some interviews of African-Americans that were extreme leftist Democrats that went to Trump rallies to protest. And they found out that the people were so welcoming and loving that it just changed their whole attitude. Mm-hmm. And now they're voting for Trump.
Well, you know, Photoshop kind of made it clear that you can't always believe your eyes. and then these videos, take the example of that young boy, 14 years old, that was at a mega rally wearing a mega hat, and that drummer came up, the Indian, and right in his face. Well, when they first started showing those videos, it looked like the boy was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when they showed the whole thing, then the truth started coming out, and, you know, it was another case of something being modified to depict something other than the truth. So there again, you can't believe your lying eyes. You also can't believe your eyes and ears sometimes.
Well, fortunately on that one, he got the last laugh. Yes.
Boy, did he ever.
And he's not through yet.
Right. No.
What you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, that's why fake news has become so popular, because, it's absolutely fake news. And every single thing that's being put out there, people, you have got to do your research. These political ads, the one we were talking about earlier, Tom Tillis, they say Tom Tillis doesn't think restaurant workers should wash their hands. And and you hear that and you're like, oh my gosh, what? That's disgusting. Like, why? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Why? You know, what's going on? Okay, if you're sensible, you will look that up. What are the comments? I immediately looked it up, and what it was taken from was an interview that he did where he is saying that there is too much government in our lives and that there should not be a sign that says workers must wash their hands done by the government.
Yeah, that should be that common sense.
It's common sense and personal responsibility. That was what the entire interview was about. And he used that as an example that you do not need the government in every bit of your life to tell you to wash your hands.
Here,
okay.
Here.
Take some personal responsibility. From that interview, their entire attack ad is Tom Tillis thinks restaurant workers shouldn't wash their hands. I mean, come on, people. They are twisting, just like they tell you with a straight face that the president said, drink bleach.
Yeah.
Go listen to what he said. Don't just take their word for it. Please go research.
Yep. You got
to. And I don't mean look up CNN and see what they said.
You got to do your own. And we tell you time and time again, don't take our word for it. We try to provide you the sources, like I did at the beginning of the show, where we get information from. We try to verify that. And don't get wrapped up either in this thing about fact checkers.
Oh,
you need to
that's
find
a joke.
You need to find out where they're hiring their fact checkers from. And you'll usually find out that the fact checkers have an agenda. Mm-hmm. Be your own fact checker. That's the best way to handle it. All right, we need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to move on and let's talk a little bit about the conventions. First of all, the DNC kicked off their convention, and they chose a virtual environment. Because they want to comply with all the mask regulations and the social distancing and the fear mongering and all those things that they're pushing out there on everybody. So that's the way they have their convention. So anybody have any comments? Did you watch it? Did you see any of it? I'm sure somebody did.
Yeah, absolutely. The contrast, I would say it was, the RNC was done very well. Very good production, excellent sound quality, beautiful visuals. The DNC looked like it was put on by a group of middle schoolers who are just learning technology. I know that's my opinion, but I mean, facts are facts, kids. Like, they had audio, they had timing, they had all kinds of issues. It was absolutely horrible. The little celebration at the end where they did some pop streamers for Joe in his basement was comical. But as far as the RNC goes, and I thought the DNC was a very threatening, aggressive message from everyone. And
gloom and doom.
With the RNC, incredibly diverse speakers from different backgrounds, ages, ethnicities, and I just was really inspired by quite a few of them.
You know, an interesting thing was on the DNC one, that apparently when they tried to do Hollywood Squares on the where they had multiple images, mm-hmm. I guess somebody discovered there's the same image three or four times.
Really?
Yeah, they had to fill in the Hollywood Squares. Yeah.
And can anybody say boring?
Oh, it was so boring. It was. And then they had the block square where someone forgot to turn their camera on.
It's amazing how all they talk about is, we need leadership. We need this. We need that.
Well, they do.
We know what we need, but what have you got? Mm-hmm. You got nothing.
Yeah, there was no plan. And if that, you can't even run your own convention, I certainly don't want you running my country.
Right.
Well, I've watched some of it on the One American News, some of the DNC one.
And I watched almost all of the Republican one, because One American News is carrying it full time,
right,
all the time. And I think the difference is, big difference is, that the ones that the Democrats are putting on is, it just seems like canned and sophomoric. It just, it doesn't have a real spontaneity and life to it like the one that the Republicans are putting on, where they bring in such great personalities and people who have had experiences that they want to tell about, and it has a whole different feel to it.
It's upbeat. Everybody there has something cheerful to say. And has accomplished some things, and has the attitude that other people who want to accomplish things can come
on
in.
The
water's
fine. Well, you can feel their passion,
yes,
their patriotism, their love for this country. You can, that comes through in every aspect of it,
and it's almost contagious. It makes you feel good.
It's very inspiring,
and it portrays a bright future.
Yes,
a promising future.
Yes,
that we're gonna go further from here. You know.
Yep. And what you get with the other side is anger.
That's the other to come.
And it encourages people. It's like, hey, if I can do this, you can too.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of uplifting kinds of feelings,
right,
and thoughts.
Because they had so many speakers that came from diverse backgrounds that have come from nothing. Tim Scott.
Uh-huh.
In one generation, one family.
One family.
They went from the cotton fields to him in Congress.
Yep.
Yeah, he says,
and why not?
There's your racism right there.
I think the interesting, the real distinction is that as we watch the individuals up there speaking for very, very short speeches, but sort of declaring, I'm a lone individual, and I was able to accomplish this, or something allowed me to accomplish this as an individual, whereas what we heard from the other side, only the government can solve your problems.
Exactly.
Only the government can solve.
Exactly.
And here we hear individuals are there. You are the individual. You are responsible for making your success. And that's what we're hearing.
They talked a lot about Trump's accomplishments. And I thought to go over those again was really, really good. And one of them that's amazing to me, and I'd like Diane to comment on it if she would, the Ninth Circuit Court. Apparently, you know, they used to be the ones that were always making liberal decisions and turning things back that we thought they should have passed on or given to the Supreme Court or something like that. But now it seems apparently they're much more conservative. Is that right, Diane?
Yeah, Trump appointed several justices to the Ninth Circuit.
What was the most recent, the most recent finding that they had that seemed to be so conservative? It had something to do with the churches, I believe? I don't know. Whatever.
I wish I knew.
I was hoping you'd know.
One thing I think, excuse me, to keep in mind, the Democrats chose to do a virtual convention and pretty much keep Biden in the basement, although he wandered out to a school. They were up against someone who was an experienced television producer.
Oh, yes.
Donald Trump understands how to use television. And he understands how to relate to people. Mm-hmm. And I think particularly last night when you saw Melania speak, the contrast between her demeanor and what she said versus Michelle Obama was night and day. And it just, I mean, who would you rather be in a room with?
Mary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mary, tell everybody what you said to me when you came over. Southern women need to hear this.
Well, I am not a native Southerner. I grew up in a combination of New Jersey and New York and a bunch of other places. And I admire Southern women. They have a lot of really special traits. And I said to Rainer when I came in today, if Melania had been born an American, she would have been a Southern woman because she has the strength with the gentleness and the femininity that I think Southern women carry so well.
I think she's an excellent representative for our party because I think she's, you know, the most Republicans that I know go live your life, do what you want to do, but don't shove it down my throat. Don't be in my face with it. Don't force it on me. Just leave me alone and let me do my thing. You know, now, when you start forcing on me and start infringing on my rights, then I'm going to speak up. And I think she's the same way. She doesn't, you know, engage with how horrible they are to her. She doesn't put herself out and try to shove herself down the media's throat. Love me, love me, love me. You know, I think she's just she goes quietly about and does her business. Much like her husband, who we don't hear until after it's already accomplished all the things that he's done, like in the Middle East or, you know, with the deals with the USMCA and getting us out of United Nations, like all of that kind of stuff, the WHO, you don't hear about it until after it's over. He quietly does his business while he is being attacked and denigrated and investigated to death.
Yeah.
But I do want to say her speech was quite beautiful. And her entire big part of her speech, when she talked about the immigration over here in her late 20s and how much it meant to her to come to this country and how much she loves this country and her process of doing it. And Bette Midler, very leftist celebrity, tweets out about Melania. She still can't speak English.
She speaks it beautifully in several other languages.
She speaks five languages.
Yep.
But please tell me, you know, that is like what they would say a racist would go up to someone and say, you're in America, speak English. You know, that's what they want to, that's what she's saying. But she's supposed to be this loving, hate has no home here kind of person. But Trump's the xenophobe. We're the xenophobes. We are the ones that hate immigrants.
Projecting again. They do it all the time.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Well, one thing I'd like to comment on is that the big difference to me was the DNC were trying so hard to trash people and throw dirt, and you know it was all negative, negative, negative. The speakers at the RNC chose to speak; it was all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them did mention Joe Biden's name, that if he got elected, this is what you could expect. But it wasn't an attack, you know?
No, it was based on policies and people that he's indicated he will give certain jobs to and so on. It was fact-based.
Right. It was a very positive convention. All right. Now we're talking about all these things and all these problems. And, you know, you always need to have a solution. And folks, I'm here to tell you there's only one solution to this. And that's we've got to put God back in control of this country. Now, if you'll do your research, do your history, do your fact checking, do whatever you want to do, you go back to the founding of this country, why it came about in the first place, the religious freedom aspect of it, the character and the morality of the people that were involved in the founding, in the writing of our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. I know they're all being trashed now because they were white, most of them.
They couldn't help that.
Right. But we lost that somewhere along the way. And when we lost that, we lost our way. And the only way we're going to straighten this back up is we have to once again become a moral society. Because if everybody would just practice those tenets that the founding fathers portrayed in our founding documents, we wouldn't have these problems today.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't have the hatred and the racism and all those things that are there. Have we made mistakes as a country? Absolutely we have. That's human nature. But we've made great strides and put major effort, spent major amounts of money trying to make corrections and to make sure it doesn't happen again. And I think, you know, there were a number of speakers, minority speakers from the RNC that pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, there were some bad times in our history. But that's not now. Look what you can accomplish now. I think it was Don Lemon that was interviewing Morgan Freeman and asked him about racism. He said, no, it doesn't exist. Look at you and me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're
look
sitting
at our positions.
Yeah. Look what we're doing. You're interviewing me on your TV show. You know.
Yeah.
So where's the racism there? So we have come a long ways. But folks, as parents, it's your responsibility, your job to make sure to raise up your children in the way that they should go. And if you'll do that, they won't depart from it. And if they do, they'll invariably come back again.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to take one more quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the CCTA programs that we have at our monthly meetings. The one we just got through with, Bob, tell us a little bit about what it was about.
Yes, we had a special guest, Jay Delancey, came to talk to us about some experiences with voting, and we also had a panel there of Melanie Ray, who was our director of
elections,
and also the director of elections for Carteret County. I'm sorry that I cannot remember her name. We had Michael Speciale, we had Keith Kidwell, and Norm Sanderson also on the panel. And a couple of quick things. We are a state that the legislature decided we will not do the mass mailings of ballots. Unsolicited mass mailings by the legislature. Now, that's supposedly going to hold true. But one of the cautions that we had from Jay Delancey is there are certain counties that have been funded so that when you do an absentee ballot request, they will send you the ballot, but they will also send you a postpaid envelope to return it. So those postpaid envelopes never receive a postmark. Those ballots will be received up until 9 days after the election day.
Oh, Lord.
And they're going to be received without a postmark that says this was posted before election day. Now, the example that he gave was Orange County, California. Which is a very, very conservative area. John Wayne International Airport is right in there. But the six Republicans had won the election 2 years ago on election night. However, 9 days later, after they had counted all of the absentee ballots that had been received in those 9 days, all six lost their seats.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you say election fraud, voter fraud?
And it's very, very hard to prove.
Well, you know, every time the news says they're reporting that, again, Donald Trump is doing this, that, or the other to stop mail-in voting, which he says with absolute, and this is quote, with absolutely no proof that mail-in voting causes fraud.
There are tons of examples.
Every single report, it is that air quote with absolutely no proof. They are drilling that in your head that there is no proof that there is mail fraud. Common sense. It does not take a very smart person to realize how mail-in voting can be manipulated. It is actually stated in some counties' electoral rules. It is stated that the voter's signature is to be assumed to be authentic, does not have to be matched with their voter ID card, which is supposed to be in a computer file. Now, there's two things to that. Number one, anyone can sign it. You don't have to match it. No one's going to prove that it's not your signature. Okay. On the flip side of that, if every single person does a mail-in vote and they have to cross-check every single signature, you know how long that is going to take? How many resources? How many people? Okay. This is absolutely absurd. We can go vote in person. Leave our voting alone.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Bob, did either one of the directors of the Board of Elections have any comments about that? Because not only Ray's instructions, I've seen them for the voter guide that they put out, just like it always is.
She's put out very, very clear instructions. Right. Her comment was that she is not going to use prepaid envelopes for the return.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And likewise, Carteret County said that they're not going to do it. But the example that Jay had pointed out was a couple of counties in this state are funded well enough by I don't know by whom to go and get those prepaid envelopes for the
Just
return.
For anybody that doesn't know it, Jay DeLancey is the Voter Integrity
Project. Voter Integrity Project. Yes.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you my opinion, which isn't worth anything to some people, but it means a lot to me. We should have one voting day.
Hear, hear.
Now, absentee ballots are absolutely necessary, but we keep coming up with more early voting and more early. Folks, if it's not important enough to you to get your butt out there on election day and go to the polls and cast your vote, I'm just tired of cowtailing to all these different needs. Everybody's so needy. I got this and I got that and I can't do this and I can't do that. Yes, you can. You've got to make a priority. I'd like to see them make Election Day a national holiday.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Everybody's off work that day.
State holiday in Virginia.
Everybody's off work that day, so you don't have to, worry about your job. I know there's going to be select instances where people have to work no matter what. But there's more and more and more early voting and more trying to accommodate every excuse that comes up is ridiculous.
One of the other stories that came up was that there was someone that was acting as a poll observer, and somebody came in to vote. A couple of hours later, that same person came in to vote again, and the observer thought that was strange. And then relatively soon after that, the person had a distinctive marking that it could be identified. Again, that person came in to vote. The observer went to the judge and said, that person is voting multiple times. The judge went to that person, and the person said, nope, I'm voting for so-and-so, and that's fine. Well, that person came back for a fourth time to vote for, and that was a woman. She came in to vote for another person. However, the name came out as a man, that she was voting for a man. So the observer went to the judge and said, she can't vote for the man or whatever else. Well, the judge can go to the person but cannot demand identification. You cannot demand identification by state law, right, as it is right now. So that person left and came back with two lawyers to go and fight the battle for her. And the lawyer said to the judge, I hear you are not, you're interfering with her right to vote. And the judge rightly said, she wants to vote for this man. And both of the lawyers looked at the woman and escorted her out very quickly, because if they had caught her inside, that would have been a felony charge. But they quick got her outside, yeah. So it's a non-issue.
Well, it's an issue, all right. It illustrates that we've got problems.
Yes.
And
fraud
she made
problems.
The comment, well, I've done this before.
I don't doubt that.
Well, folks, one of the few truthful things that she said.
Well, folks, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. Remember, cctaxpayers.com is our website. You can go there. It's Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. You can find out more about our organization. And, folks, there's no time like now to get involved. We need every voice speaking up. We need every person that is a true patriot that wants to see this country prosper and move forward. Now is not to be part of a silent majority. It's time to make your voices heard. It's time to stand up against all of this liberal nonsense. Not cowtail to it. Not bow down to it. Not be intimidated by it. But take your stand. Be a true patriot. Be a true American. CCTA needs your help. And like I said, cctaxpayers.com is the place to go to find out about our organization. Well, that's all our time. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be with you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.